You see, when we pace with Jesus, and if he's back here and he's saying, let us go, Wayne, I got to make sure I'm walking in his pace and his timing. If not, a lot of times we feel the pull of the world. Yeah, I'll be right with you. And so I'm walking on the edge. Whoa. Don't talk to me today. I'm busy. Because we're on the edge. But watch this. If you're way over here, let us go. And sometimes he says, let's go over to another place and we're just going to chill. This is the fastest way. Believe me.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Yesterday, we began a message where we began to learn how we can have unshakable peace. Today, we'll see that it has a lot to do with walking in step with Jesus, being in the same boat with Jesus. Here is Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of a message entitled, Unshakable Peace.
Here's practical tip number one. Ready? Learn to counsel yourself. Learn to speak to yourself so that peace remains firm. Peace doesn't begin with a condition. It begins with a declaration. Let me explain it this way. Sometime recently, there's a lot of disturbance that came to my soul. And I just couldn't shake it instantly. I don't think any of us can. That's why the Lord says, in the world, you will have trouble. It'll disturb your soul. And so I had this troubling feeling on the inside, and I had to, this is honest now, at least 20 times that day, I had to say, peace, be calm. And I actually said it out loud, driving down the road, and these thoughts came into my mind. I started to get troubled, and I had to say out loud, I said, Wayne, peace, be still. Said to my soul, peace, be calm. I'm glad no one else was in the car because they think I'm insane. But I said, just kept saying, peace. And every time that would come to my mind, I could feel it devolving me, eroding me on the inside, corroding me. And I'd say, peace, in Jesus' name, peace, be calm, peace, at least 20 times. And you say, Wayne, you mean you actually talk to yourself? I do, yeah. Be honest. How many of you talk to yourself? Raise your hand. See, look around. We're all fanatic. We're all crazy. Yeah. How many of you argue with yourself? Be honest. How many? Uh-huh. How many of you lose the argument? Yeah. We do have therapy after the service for you. But you're in good company if you talk to yourself, because David did too. David would counsel himself. In fact, we find in Psalm 43, verse 5, would you read it with me? David is speaking, and he says this, read it, go. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope back in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my... Do you know, he talked to himself, going, hey, why are you disturbed? Stop it. Why are you troubled, oh my heart? Put your hope back in God. Focus back on him. And I'm going to go out and praise God again. I will still praise him because he is still on the throne. So soul, knock it off. What was he saying? I cannot let an outside storm become an inside storm. And the first declaration, decree that you and I need to make is there's going to be sometimes 20 times a day, peace. I'm not going to let, that's a storm. But I'm not going to let it become an inside storm. An outside tragedy cannot become an inside tragedy. That tempest on the outside cannot become an inside tempest. He said to his disciples, he said this, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In other words, he's saying, listen to what I'm saying and don't let your heart be troubled. God, Jesus would not say, don't let your hearts be troubled unless there is a very keen possibility that it will be troubled. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said it. So he's saying, it's going to happen, but don't let your heart be troubled. Why? Because you're going to have possibilities for it to be troubled. And to turn that around won't happen instantly. When your heart is troubled, you're going to wrestle with it. But you'll need to learn to counsel yourself. Because when those storms hit, without warning, just like on the Sea of Galilee, you can't find a therapist. You ain't going to find a counselor. You have to counsel yourself based on the Word of God. I was going to Florida. I was speaking at a conference there, and I was the evening speaker for this very large conference. And early in the morning, I left here, went to Portland. I was going to then catch a flight over. And when I get there, it's delayed. And then it's delayed again. And then they lied. They delayed again. And after about the fourth delay, people are getting riled up. There's, you know, 200 people waiting for this flight. And then they cancel it. And they said, you can go up to the customer service, you know, thing. And so like 200 people flock and they're just mad as hornets. It's just like, and one guy's yelling at the lady over the counter. And I'm what they call a million miler because I've traveled so much. So I get kind of this premier desk. So I go up to her and I said, you know, I have to be in Florida by tonight. Can you get me on another flight? And she says, no, the next flight is tomorrow morning. I said, no, I can't. I got to get there tonight. And she said, oh, well, I'll look. And so people are yelling. One lady's crying. She's got a dog with her. And the funny thing is when she was crying, the dog was going, ooh. I wanted to say to the lady, hey, your emotional support dog ain't working. I'd get a refund, lady. And so people are yelling and saying things that are like bad. And so she said, well, sir, I'll try to see if there's another airline. I said, thank you so much. And I'll wait for you. So I waited on the side. And so I thought, I gotta do something. This is riling me up. And I started to feel like the outside storm was starting to become an inside one. Have you experienced that? You know what I'm talking about? I felt it. And I thought, no, I can't let this happen. I can't. God, you're on the throne. I'm so glad for that. Don't be disturbed, oh my soul. Peace, man, peace. Good. Whew. And then I wait a little while and it start to come on me again. Peace, peace. You gotta be cool. It's all right. And I had to counsel myself again and again and again. Finally, I go up to the counter and she said, sorry, sir, this is the only flight we can get you on. It's early tomorrow and you'd be there by 2:00. So I said, okay. So I called the conference guy that's organizing and I said, here's the situation. Can you flip me and the speaker for tomorrow night? Flip them. So I'll do tomorrow night's if he could do tonight's. Oh, yeah, you bet. We got it. No problem. I totally understand. So I think, wow, click. And I put my flip phone away. That was a long time ago. And so I go back up to the counter and she says, sir, here's your ticket for tomorrow morning. I said, thank you so much. You know, we're cool. I'm good. And thank you for trying to help. And she said, well, Pastor Wayne, thank you for being so patient. I thought, she knows who I am. Oh, no. You know? And then she said, and we listen to you online every week. I said, God bless you, my child. It's like when you have no idea who you're going to meet, so you better be nice to everybody. But, you know, I was thinking, if I blew up, and if that outside storm had become an inside, what a testimony that would have been. Terrible. And I thought, Lord, thank you, because have salt in yourself and speak peace. Peace, be still. And maybe we don't need to start with storms on the Sea of Galilee. Maybe we need to start when the storm hits our hearts and the outside storm becomes an inside storm. Because how are we going to minister to people, or how are we going to even hear what God is saying if we have a storm or a tempest on the inside? I thought, speak, Lord. Here's the second thing where, now let me tell you where peace grows the best. So here's tip number two. The first tip is learn to counsel yourself. Because when an outside storm starts to become an inside storm, you're going to feel it. And there'll be no therapist. You're going to have to counsel yourself just like David did and speak peace to the storm. And it makes room for God. But the second tip is, you know, often the disciples would be looking for Jesus. And you'll find often in the New Testament this phrase, he would often slip away to a lonely place to pray. And the disciples were looking for him. And when they found him, they would say to the Lord, "We were looking for you." Even when he was 12 years old, his parents would come looking for him. "Did you not know that I was to be in my father's house?" He would often slip away to a lonely place to pray. Why? Here it is. Here's the second. First is learn to counsel yourself. Second, if we're going to pace with Jesus and live like he, the second is learn to build margins. Learn to build margins. If you take a look at a book on a page in a book will have margins around it, white space. And you think, well, look at that. That's wasted paper. Why, if you took the words of this book and ran it from the left edge to the right edge, why, we could save 70 pages and we would preserve trees. We wouldn't have to kill so many trees for blank space. But if you think about it, if you ran words from one edge to the other, nobody would read that book. That's why I never read my college books. There's too many words in there. You wouldn't get engaged in it. It wouldn't interest you. It wouldn't appeal to you. No book would begrudge its own margins. White space. In fact, I love white space when I read a book. The more white space, the better. And even if you can, like maybe double space or triple space, to be even better yet. And now, as at my age, could you increase the font size as well? Three words per page is fine. But no book would begrudge its margins. Why? Because it allows you to read and enjoy and get engaged. But a lot of times our lives are from one edge to the other with words. This is taking me a lifetime to learn because I'm kind of a driven person and I just try to fill it all up. And constantly, it's like an accordion. I'm learning and, forgetting and learning and forgetting. But I'm beginning to see that even Jesus built margins into his life. Why? Listen carefully, because think about it. Friendships are only built in the margins. Romance is built in the margins. And peace grows best in the margins. You see, if we're so busy, we start to push people out of our lives. Oh, Isaiah tells us that the best. Want to hear what he says? Let's read this next scripture. This is crazy amazing. Would you read it? Go. "Woe to you who add house to house and join field to field till there's no space left and you live." Oh. We build our houses and our land and our fields and everything is jammed in. And when we're all done, are we full? No, we're lonely. And it's time to build margins back. The time where there's just margins. Because it's when you have time, you can help one another. It's time, when you have time, you can build a friendship. You can talk. And this world, for some reason, is causing us to be busier, busier, busier. We fall right into that, and the tempest goes right into our soul. And all of a sudden, we're caught in the storm. And it's time where God gives us the power and the authority to not wait for conditions to change, but to decree peace in my heart, because the conditions may not change, but this must. And you cannot have an outside tempest become an inside. You'll feel it. You'll feel it. You'll feel it. You'll feel it. And that's why, whether it means 25 times a day, peace in Jesus' name, soul, be calm. Peace, be calm, be still. Wayne, be calm, be peace in Jesus' name. And I tell you, it sounds crazy, and you might think I'm a freak, but I say that out loud because I have to say it a lot sometimes. Otherwise, I'll just get caught up in everything. I'll just get frazzled like the disciples while Jesus was asleep on a cushion. But here, let me bring it to a conclusion. You know, the best thing about that whole scripture is right at the beginning, it says, They got into a boat and three words. And Jesus said, let us go to the other side, which means Jesus was going to accompany them. Whenever Jesus says to you, let us go into this marriage, let us go into this situation, let us go, you know that if he's with you and if he's in the boat, you'll make it to the other side. Doesn't mean there's going to be absence of storms, but when he says, let us go, then you know it'll be fine. You see, when we pace with Jesus, and if he's back here and he's saying, let us go, Wayne, I got to make sure I'm walking in his pace, in his timing. If not, a lot of times we feel the pull of the world. Yeah, I'll be right with you. Yeah, Jesus, I'll be with you on Sunday, second service. You betcha. And I get pulled over here into the rigmarole of the world until there's so many words on my page, I am right on the edge. And so I'm walking on the edge. Whoa. And I'm pushed, everything's squeezed. And so when somebody just bumps me, wait, don't bump me. Knock it off. Can't you see? I'm on the edge. Don't talk to me today. I'm busy. Because why? Because we're on the edge. But watch this. If you're way over here, let us go. And I walk and pace with him. And sometimes he says, let's go over to another place and we're just going to chill. Yeah, but no, just chill. This is the fastest way. Believe me. Then if I walk with him, my pace is different. And if I'm way away from the edge and someone bumps me, it's like, I got plenty of room, dude. It's all right. I love you. It's all right. Sorry, I bumped you. It's fine. Isn't that right? If you're way over here. But if you let the world keep pushing you and pushing you, you do what everybody else tells you to do. Now you're right on edge. I'm still a Christian, but I want to do this too. Whoa. And someone bumps you. It's like, don't bump me. And we live there. And Jesus says, let us go. Then I get to pursue him over here. There's going to be times where, and I want to commend you even for on a Sunday to come and just say, world, stop. I'm just going to hear from Jesus and hear what he has to say. And the Lord says, good. You're starting to pace with me. How many people say, I'd love to go to church, but I don't have time. Get off the edge a little bit. Walk with him because storms are about to rage and they're going to enter your soul and enter everything about your life. You have to speak peace to yourself first. Learn to build margins. Let your soul return. Let me finish with this illustration. Some time ago, there's a guy that wanted to go on a safari, and the safari had already gone. He was waylaid with some other things, and so he was a few days late, but he wanted to catch up with the safari. And he was a wealthy man, so when he got there, he hired a bunch of these backpack carriers to help him with all of his gear. He had tents and stuff and all of this things he had to carry. And so these about eight of these men were hired to carry his stuff. And he said, hurry, hurry, we can catch up. So the first day they push, fatigued, they depleted, they fell down exhausted at the end of the first day. And he said, well, we have to start tomorrow because we got to catch up. So the next day, 6 o'clock, blew the whistle, burp, let's go. And so they put on their packs and start hustling down all day long. And that next evening, they're just exhausted. Third day, burp, let's go. If we hurry, we can catch them in a day or so. So they keep going the third day. And then they collapse. They're exhausted. Well, the fourth day comes, he blows the whistle, 6 a.m., let's go. And nobody moves. They just sit in their sleeping bags. Let's go, I'm paying you. And the leader says, oh, we're not going anywhere today. We have to wait here all day. The guy goes, wait for what? He said, sir, you've been pushing us so hard these last 3 days. We have to wait right here for a whole day. For what? For our souls to catch up with us. And you know, some of us, we get running so fast that you run without a soul. You're still a wife, still a mother, but your heart's not there. still come to church, but your heart's not there. And there's sometimes the Lord is saying, just come, let us go. Yeah, you're going to hit storms. No day's going to be perfect. But in me, you shall have peace. Now speak. Learn to counsel yourself. Speak to that, because an outside storm is starting to become an inside storm. Stop it. Stop it. I will give you the authority. Have salt in yourself and be at peace. Speak it. Influence it. That way your heart is going to be still in the midst of a raging storm. And that's a part of our faith. The Bible encourages us to stay in pace with Him. And when you do, you'll always have your heart with you as well as He. For even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. That's the kind of people we want to be here at New Hope West. Can you say amen? Amen.
You have just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Unshakable Peace by Dr. Wayne Cordero. Thank you for listening. Until next time, remember what Pastor Wayne said.
You see, when we pace with Jesus, and if He's back here and He's saying, let us go, Wayne, I got to make sure I'm walking in His pace, in His timing. If not, a lot of times we feel the pull of the world. Yeah, I'll be right with you. And so I'm walking on the edge.
Whoa.
Don't talk to me today.
I'm busy.
Because why? Because we're on the edge. But watch this. If you're way over here, let us go. And sometimes He says, let's go over to another place and we're just going to chill. This is the fastest way, believe me.
To me and heard my cry.
He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire.
He set my feet on solid ground and stand.
Hymn of praise to our God.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Many will see where He has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the
joys of those who trust the Lord, who have no confidence in the proud or in those who worship idols.
Oh, my God, You have performed many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to live.
He's
giving me a new song to sing.
Oh,
to recite all your wonderful deeds. I would never come to the end of them. If I tried to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. If I tried to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. If I tried to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them.
Now for Pastor Wayne and all the family at New Hope, God bless you and have a great day in the Lord.